Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, I want to take a little pause now before we come to the Angelus. There's lots of coverage this morning of the funeral yesterday of writer and campaigner Nell McCafferty. Patsy was talking about her there earlier. But back in May 2020, Nell came in to speak to me. We covered a lot of ground in that interview. I'm just going to play a couple of clips. This is the first one. She told me about her first teenage crush.
People talk about coming out. I was never in. I remember the first crush. I was at an annual school production. What do they call it these days?
A play, like
a play, like
concert,
a musical.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's this woman, and I was leaning up against her. We were at the concert. And I leaned my cheek against her back and had this great crush on her.
Yeah. You felt a little bit of electricity.
Oh, I did. And in those days, if you had a crush on a woman, you gave her a holy picture.
Really?
Wasn't that great to show that you had a crush on her? And then I wrote in my diary, I heart this woman. God. I kept on hearting her, but Mammy said, that's enough of that. That's all she said.
Holy pictures, I ask you. We also talked about love and about Nell's former partner, Nuala Fualan, who died in 2008.
I had enough relationships, but completely in love, head over heels. That was Nuala Fualan. God, I loved her so much. I loved the way she spoke. She was clever and informed. She was so informed. I used to learn what she said off by heart. That was love. I loved her. But that didn't work out.
Yeah. So are your memories of that, do you have happy memories now that you can bring up for yourself, or are they blighted by it not working out?
Sometimes I think about Nuala. She comes into my head. And then I met a few people over the last year. A few people who said that when they spoke to Nuala about her relationship with me, I think she was in America at the time, that her eyes would well up with emotion and pain. And I thought, God, I never knew that. Why didn't she tell me? But she never did.
Why, what did you think? Why were you surprised at that?
Well, if, why were her eyes welling up? In which case, why are we apart? Why didn't you come looking for me, Nuala? Why don't we try again? But I don't think you can try again. Oh, I said to her once, she said we can be friends when we broke up. And I said, Nuala, you can't be friendly with the woman you love.
Did that break your heart very badly?
I've been thinking about that phrase, heartbreak, because I think it's the worst pain in the world. Heartbreak. Do you mean heart sore?
Yeah.
Yes, it was sore. Oh, yes.
And a final clip. We talked that day about ageing, because not long before we spoke, Nell's eyesight had deteriorated so much she was no longer able to read.
Oh, Brendan. I've been reading books since I was 6 years old, a book a day. And that's books without pictures. First one I read was Long John Silver, was it? Treasure Island. And I cannot read at all. You know, it's a real blight on my life.
Sure, you must be lost without reading.
Oh, yeah, it is a total blight in my life. And I'm, I guess, through periods of great loneliness. For example, I got up this morning out of bed. I had an interesting thought. I've got to better pursue this. I get out of bed, put on my clothes. 15 minutes later, I'm sitting downstairs. I can't remember the thought. It was happening all the time now, doctor. So I sat there on the sofa, gazing blankly up at the ceiling, saying, now what do? I cannot read.
That was Nell McCafferty, whose funeral took place in Derry yesterday. And that was Nell reflecting back in 2020. She was some woman, wasn't she?